Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast, an adventure podcast that gets you stoked for the outdoors through stories, interviews with athletes, and industry professionals. Sit back, grab a hazy, and join Matt and Braven for this episode of Stewards of Stoke.
Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast. I am your host, Matt.
And Braven.
Could do a little shout out to some of our new listeners all the way out in Italy. And of course, our listeners who have been with us since episode one.
And my mom. She said she listened to my podcast for the first time. So that's pretty exciting.
There you go. I like it. So today's episode is going to be a Trail Tested Tuesday review. And today we have one of the products we picked up at Sedona Mountain Bike Festival that was, I think, probably one of our favorites for sure.
Easily one of my favorite things. Yep. Wear them all the time. Fantastic product.
Yeah, but they are the OG overalls by All Over Apparel, based out of Golden, Colorado. So, their little overview, if you type it in online, All Over Apparel, founded by Emma Ross, I added that part, based in Golden, Colorado, specializes in crafting versatile overalls designed for both rugged outdoor adventures and everyday urban wear. Their overalls are known for combining functionality with comfort and timeless style. Does that sum it up?
That about sums it up. I mean, I wear those overalls literally everywhere.
Yeah.
I just this weekend, we had a big, nice spring snowstorm here in Colorado Springs, and found myself over at the brewery.
Fake summer.
Yeah.
False summer.
But I found myself over at the brewery having a couple brews. And
which brewery?
Oh, over at Red Leg, one of my favorite spots here in the Springs. So followed up with a bike ride, biked over to the brewery, got a couple nice brews in. And a nice bike ride back.
Oh, yeah. Before we dive too much into the review, kind of talk about meeting Emma and her amazingly supportive husband, Harry, at a good old Sedona Mountain Bike Festival.
Just a very cool chick, man. We sat down with her immediately. Easy connection there. She was just so knowledgeable about her product. Mm-hmm. She was very friendly. Just a great person to talk to, and both of them, really. They were just great people to sit down and have a conversation with. We tried to have a podcast with her.
We did try. And then we rode that morning, and then that was the day that we literally sat down. I think we were a couple minutes in. She went to we kind of paused the podcast for a few because she had to go do the grind and sell some overalls real quick, and then we came back and the snow started just dumping and all of our equipment froze.
Yep. It was done.
Yep. We're done.
So, Emma, if you're listening, we still got to set up another podcast.
Yes, we definitely will get her on an episode. I think when you started talking to her about the overalls and whatnot, I was talking to Harry and I told him how he had a Fly-Low jacket on over his overalls. And I was like, I'm such a Fly-Low whore. And that was pretty much like how we introduced ourselves to each other. It was pretty good.
Fly low whore,
yeah. Yeah, there's another episode that we'll have to do someday. But Emma is definitely super passionate about what she's created in these overalls. And you could tell that. I mean, we only got to record, I think, like 10 minutes, but it was a good conversation. Just in those few minutes, I think it was really cool how she spoke to, she went on her like girls rafting trip or whatever 4 or 5 years ago, and they had overalls that inspired her, but like she wore them a decent amount and then they kind of fell apart. So she took that as, I'm going to make ones that are better, more durable, and crushed it.
Wasn't that the American dream, just improving on everything? You know, she saw some overalls, wore some overalls, realized they need to be improved on, and found a way to do that. And these overalls really are a testament to that. And just the American dream here, where we're making our own products and getting going with that.
And just kind of like we talk about on other Trail Tested Tuesday episodes, we're not, this isn't like a a paid episode or anything like that. These are overalls that we bought with our own money. So, I mean, we can kind of say whatever the hell we want about them, and that's our review.
But I think we only have nice things to say, actually. Yeah. So
I was actually thinking about it, like, when I texted you about doing this episode. Literally the only, I don't even want to say, like, negative thing, it's more of like a preference thing, would be like the ankle to be a little more like tapered.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I told her when we were at the festival. Yeah. Too is like, I'd really like that tapered down ankle.
And that's simply just for like a riding thing, just specifically preference. Not, it doesn't take away from anything by any means, or these are still definitely the best, one of the best products I think we've come across in a minute. So
easily.
Yeah. So some of the key features, all over overalls feature ample pockets and adjustable straps catering to various activities from mountain climbing to city strolling, which there is definitely no shortcoming of pockets. 7 pockets total, deep front pockets, which is where I always put my phone or my wallet. Snappable back pockets, snappable front pockets with designed chapstick pocket inside, which I don't think I've found that yet. But I also don't use chapstick, so that's fair. And
your lips are not very kissable, buddy.
You know, my wife stayed with me for the last 10 years, so I think she might disagree. She'll probably agree with you, actually, because she actually did buy me chapstick the other day. And then an interior zipper pocket for valuables.
Well, and along the lines of those pockets, they've definitely come in handy for me. It just from the beginning of the festival, I mean, you're constantly getting things thrown at you, a bunch of free stuff, stickers, soaps, bike lubes, chain oil, stuff like that. And I mean, having those pockets was crucial for that. So collecting all that free gear and having somewhere to stash it was great. I use them all the time for keys. Mm-hmm. I use it all the time for chapstick, but I've also been burnt on my lips so bad that I couldn't talk before. So I definitely skip the SPF. Like
2 summers ago?
It was last summer.
It was the last summer.
Last spring.
You looked bad.
Yeah, Vince and I decided to go, what was it, Bierstadt. We went to climb Bierstadt, and we were out exposed all day in the sun. And
you're getting like the sun exposure, the ice exposure, losing those phalanges.
I'm falling apart, dude. Big time. But yeah, my lips swelled up to the point that I couldn't even talk. And as a speech therapist, as a full-time job, that becomes pretty important. Yeah, and you need to be able to talk. I wake up, my lips were crusted together. Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah, you definitely need to take advantage of the old chapstick pocket for sure.
Absolutely.
And then definitely some other design and functionality features that we totally agree with. Quick dry stretch fabric. 94% recycled polyester and 6% spandex. Breathable and moisture wicking performance fabric. Durable, lightweight, low profile buckles.
Well, and to take it a step back there too with the moisture wicking, they're not specifically waterproof or water resistant or anything like that, but
they work pretty damn good as it though.
They do. Yeah, I was riding in the snow, and you know, as everything else around me was getting wet, I was wearing my Melly as usual, just getting soaked every other part of my body. In these overalls were wicking that water off of me. It was just kind of beading off. There was nothing sticking to me.
I remember too telling you when you bought them, I think Friday of the festival. I got them on Saturday of the festival because I was pissed that Saturday morning when we had 6 inches of snow and we went and rode, like, I was soaking wet and my, like, pants felt like they were coming down. And I was like, wow, I just should have bought some overalls when I said I was going to and
not messed around. Soggy bottom boy.
Good old soggy bottom boy. Stewards of soggy bottoms.
Yes, there you go.
Sounds like a SpongeBob episode.
It does.
But lightweight, like, I have them right here in my hand, and I mean, they feel like, what'd you equate them to? Probably like the weight of a pair of jeans, but it's full size overalls, not even.
Yeah, if that. I mean, they're so lightweight that you can literally do anything you want in them. If you want to go to a farmer's market and walk around, you want to go biking, hiking, whatever you're doing, go hit up a brewery. These are the overalls you want to be wearing. I think one of the other features that is really unique about these is the side zipper here. Mm-hmm. So your typical overalls, you got to unbuckle, get out of them all the way if you're going to use the restroom, especially if you're a lady. You know, mm-hmm. guys, we can kind of do the little dance there and get our business taken care of. But yeah, for ladies, yeah.
There's the wiener zipper in the front, too, so we can just pee and do our thing, no problem.
That's right. Let the front tail out.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and I think from what I remember and just looking at their social media, like that was a big feature that Emma wanted to be able to provide was easy access when you're out in the backcountry or not having to fully undress when you have to go to the bathroom, which obviously for us dudes is super simple. But obviously women have it much harder. For sure. I can't attest to it. So, I mean, I don't really know where we're going with that. But yeah, and then kind of back to our real short interrupted interview. One of the big things that Emma speaks to is sustainability. And I want to throw the word transparency too in with her sustainability kind of thing, because she, like, there's no, she's not trying to say they're made in the USA or they're made blah 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 or anything like that. Like, she'll straight up tell you they're manufactured in Vietnam, and the brand is committed to ethical production practices. There's no like hesitation or question, like asking her like how the product's made or anything like that. And then one thing I always look for too is their 1% for the planet partner, which they donate a percentage of monthly sales to the sustainability and just stewardship. The stewardship of just keeping the planet clean and ready to go so that we can enjoy the outside. So.
Yeah, and kind of along the lines of sustainability and transparency, one of the really cool things about this is it wasn't just like she placed some order and threw them online for people to buy. There was, you know, she was very clear about the process of constantly going through proofs and different trial runs and perfecting it down to the product that she would want to wear and a product that she would want to sell. You know, she traveled over to Vietnam to actually see the product too. So it wasn't just one of those situations where you order something, you throw it online, hope that people buy it and kind of let it go to the wind.
Yeah.
You know, she was very involved through the entire process and you can tell how passionate she is about her product and she stands by it.
Definitely like the like, I guess, craftsmanship and like details of everything from, the buckles that are
the buckles, the super, stitching, everything,
the print that's on the straps that go over your shoulders, and then just some of like the little accents of like the zippers are super reinforced, like the inside print of the overall. I'm actually holding my overalls as we're like talking about them right now.
And what would you call that design on the straps and everything? I don't know.
It's like, I don't want to say a cheetah print.
Yeah, I don't want to say leopard or cheetah print because it's not that, but
it's like, it's not topo, but it's kind of almost a topo.
Yeah, it's a really cool design. Just check out their website when we mention it here and see for yourself because it's kind of its own unique little pattern here. It's really, really cool.
And do you have anything more about design or anything like that?
Not about the design. I was, you know, I kind of wanted to lead into the fact that I was a little bit bummed with the limited selection of color options at the time. You know, there was kind of like a, what would you say, like a tan color and a blue color.
Yeah, it's like a light tan.
Like a light tan and then this kind of darker blue. But
I think the girls had like a pinkish.
Maybe.
I just remember the tan and the blue, but I think we're both super stoked, which I clarified, on April 28th, so that'll be a week from tomorrow. She was hoping tomorrow for Earth Day, but next week, a week from tomorrow, on April 28th, the moss.
Moss green.
Let's go.
I've been stoked for this. and we've been passing each other and constantly talking about how we're going to buy a pair for ourselves. We're going to buy a pair for our wives.
For the wives.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Be like Oprah. You get a pair. You get a pair.
Yeah, you get a pair.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want, yeah, some everyday legit fucking overalls and want to support something local here in Colorado, this is definitely a must. I would say must have.
Yeah, especially for those colder weather days. Yeah. You can wear them on the warm weather days too. You know, I'm opting for some shorts or something on a hot day. Yeah. But you know, cool evening rides or you know winter rides or early spring, late fall. This is going to be your go-to wet days, especially.
Yeah,
I think both of us have had our bottoms covered, just absolutely covered in mud.
Yeah,
and these things hold to it. You know, that outside layer is getting wet, it's getting covered in mud, but it's protecting everything underneath, so you're not walking around dripping and soggy and gross and just feeling like you have to get out of them. They dry pretty quick. They just do a really great job. It's like the jack of all trades, and not meaning that in like a punitive way. It really just does every single job to its full benefit. It's phenomenal overalls.
So if you don't want to be a soggy bottom boy, get you some overalls.
Get you some.
Cool. One last thing, let me give a shout out to Harry and the rest of those business owner spouses, just you know, being there, supporting the grinders,
putting up with everybody. Same with our wives too, you know, they're dealing with us going down to Sedona, going out riding, constantly doing podcast episodes. So shout out to the supporters on the sidelines here, you know, everything's being made possible by you guys.
Hell yeah. And then that's what we got for good old Trail Tested Tuesday.
What about a website there for Emma?
Oh yeah, nope, totally skipped over that. So website. Go get you some overalls at alloverapparel.com. And then they're super active and interactive on their Instagram at whatever tag, whatever that sign is now.
@ sign.
All over dot apparel. And there you can also obviously get their latest updates and whatnot for that moss drop.
And if you guys head over to her Instagram and want to chat, let her know that Stewards of Stoke sent you on over.
So coming up, just to close this out, coming up, we got a bunch of shit to review, actually. We got a pretty good package from TAC Adventure Wear. Tommy's definitely hooked us up with a bunch of stuff, and we have a little surprise that we're not going to talk about yet, but I'm going to put it out there.
And even just from the little bit that I've rode with these gloves, they are insane. I'm going to allude to it a little bit, but I'm not going to go into detail because these gloves need their own episode to fully explain how great they are.
An episode or two, but thanks. Shout out to Tommy for hooking us up with some stuff to test. And Tommy's been super cool taking feedback and all that so far. But that'll be another episode. We got Glade Optics Burrow helmet and Ramble photochromic sunglasses. That'll be another review. Glade's a local sunglass/helmet company out of Breckenridge.
And I've got one more on there.
Mm-hmm.
The RMU Rocky Mountain Underground 3-liter hip pack. I'm really excited to share my thoughts on that and kind of talk through some of the cool features I've noticed with that over the couple of months and almost a year now of using that.
Oh yeah,
so yeah, it's a pretty more sick. To come with that.
It's a pretty sick hip pack. So yeah, and then if you're listening and you are a brand and you want to send us some stuff to review, we give full, honest, open reviews and feedback. So you can do that via email or social media. And then also, if you are a listener and you want to share some stories, questions, comments, some gear that you'd like us to review as well, hit us up on social media or email info@stewardsofstokemedia.com. And then, yeah, just give us a follow, leave us some reviews on whatever platform you listen to. So, yeah.
Sounds really great to me. And if you do want to share some stories, I'm really curious to hear about the adventure stories that went wrong. So if you have any really cool adventure stories that maybe took a turn that you didn't expect, I always love hearing about those stories.
Yeah, that's a good time. If you've survived a night in the wilderness.
Or maybe just a couple too many beers. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, either one, we're good with it. But.
Cool. Well, thanks for tuning in. We will hit you next week with another episode.
Stay stoked.
Bye.